What is up, friends? Bryson here again with Bryson Reads as an READS. My last name is not Reed. Today we are going to read Please, Mr. Panda by Steve Antoni and On the Night You Were Born by Nancy Tillman. So if you have these books, feel free to read along. It's very fun. Or just put this podcast on for the kids so that they can fall asleep to the sweet voice of children's literature. Please, Mr. Panda. Would you like a donut? Give me the pink one. No, you cannot have a donut. I have changed my mind. Would you like a donut? I want the blue and the yellow one. No, you cannot have a donut. I have changed my mind. Would you like a donut? No. Go away. Would you like a donut? I want them all. Then bring me some more. No, you cannot have a donut. I have changed my mind. Would anyone else like a donut? Hello, may I have a donut? You can have them all. Thank you very much. I love donuts. And the meerkat was super happy. He took a nap. On the Night You Were Born by Nancy Tillman. On the night you were born, the moon smiled with such wonder that the stars peeked into the sea and the night wind whispered, "Life will never be the same," because there had never been anyone like you ever in the world. So enchanted with you were the wind and the rain that they whispered the sound of your wonderful name. The sound of your name is a magical one. Let's say it out loud before we go on. You are the one and only ever you. It sailed through the farmland, high on the breeze. Who in the world is exactly like you? Who? Over the ocean. And through the trees. Until everyone heard it, and everyone knew of the one and only ever you. Not once had there been such eyes, such a nose, such silly, wiggly, wonderful toes. In fact, I think I'll count to three, so you can wiggle your toes for me. When the polar bears heard, they danced until dawn. From faraway places, the geese flew home. The moon stayed up until morning next day, and none of the ladybugs flew away. So whenever you doubt just how special you are, and you wonder who loves you, how much and how far. Listen for geese, honking high in the sky. They're singing a song to remember you by. Or notice the bears, asleep at the zoo. It's because they've been dancing all night for you. Or drift off to sleep to the sound of the wind. Listen closely. It's whispering your name again. If the moon stays up until the morning one day, or a ladybug lands and decides to stay, or a little bird sits at your window a while, it's because they're all hoping to see you smile. For never before in a story or rhyme, not even once upon a time, has the world ever known a you, my friend? And it will never, not ever, again. Heaven blew every trumpet and played every horn on the wonderful, marvelous night you were born. Friends, that was our literature this evening. On the night you were born, and please, Mr. Panda. These are great kids' books. The illustrations are pretty cool. I hope everyone had a great, wonderful day today. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Let's embrace the day for the positive. And bring thanks to everything that we are grateful for in our lives. And if you like the podcast, like, subscribe to it, leave comments on any books you'd like me to read, not just limited to kids' books or poetry. Whatever you'd like. Game of Thrones I could read for you, even if you would like that. And I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.